The Asphalt Orchestra will be playing at the Short Center at Emory. The Asphalt Orchestra is unlike anyone else. They sort of combine rock, jazz, and classical players all in one group, sort of all brass and percussion. So it's very marching band-like, but their repertoire is not your typical marching band repertoire. You know, I don't think you're going to hear much Sousa. They actually do things by Bjork, Frank Zappa, some jazz like Charlie Mingus. They've actually done some stuff that was written specifically for them by Yoko Ono, David Byrne and Annie Clark, also known as St. Vincent. So they have a repertoire of their own stuff in addition to performing this really wide-ranging variety of music.
All of it sounds a little out there.
Yeah, it really does. And some of it's music that you wouldn't really expect to hear from a brass and percussion outfit. And apparently they put on a really great show, too. The Asphalt Orchestra will be at the Emerson Concert Hall at the Schwartz Center on the Emory campus on Friday, and those tickets are $20.
Shane, it's that time of year again to find your very best friend who just happens to have a convertible.
That's right. It's Drive Invasion time. And if you don't know about Drive Invasion, it's really fun. It's a day-long event. They have bands playing all day. And then at dusk, they show movies. And they show some pretty outrageous movies.
This is the sort of stuff that came on after midnight, Friday night into Saturday morning when we were kids.
That's right. That's right. These are definitely B-movies. No Oscar winners here. But this time around, they actually do have something a little more highbrow. They're going to be showing Jaws. But that, I think it sort of fits the theme, too. And the other two that they'll be showing are The Horror of Party Beach and Mad Doctor of Blood Island. And they'll have great bands all day, Biters, Gargantua. And of course, to go with The Horror of Party Beach, you need a little surf music. Drive Invasion is happening on Saturday at the Green Lot at Turner Field. And the entry is just $25 for adults, and kids 10 and under are free.
And for those missing the old venue, the Starlight Drive-In, there will be a little starlight there in the form of Get Delicious host and now restaurateur, not to mention food truck driver and owner, Jim Stacy.
We're going to get smoky, Get Delicious style.
Our next event is taking us to Atlanta's Terminal West.
Yeah, Terminal West has How to Dress Well on Monday. And that is a band name, although it's really one guy, singer-songwriter named Tom Krell. And he's kind of part of this new wave of musicians who grew up with, you know, R&B in the 80s and 90s and some electronic music. And they're really injecting that sort of flavor into indie rock. It really creates this whole new genre, almost. I really love his new album called What Is This Heart? It really brings his voice to the front of the mix, and I especially love the song Face Again.
No, I don't think you know what's best for me. No, I don't even know what's best for me.
It just brings in an amazing variety of different sounds and samples and all sorts of things going on, yet it somehow manages to stay together. How to Dress Well comes to Terminal West on Monday, and those tickets are $13 in advance or $15 at the door.